Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, February 20th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, the usage of subtitles and captions in TV shows and movies is ever increasing, both due to the popularity of foreign language content and Hollywood's inability to produce an audio track where you can actually hear the person talking. With that in mind, in iOS 26.4, Apple is improving the subtitles experience in the native video player on iPhone and iPad, as well as on Apple TV with tvOS 26.4. With these updates, it's now possible to change the look of subtitles while in the midst of watching your favorite TV show or movie. This is because Apple has redesigned the subtitles menu in the native video player to include new controls for picking your style. Previously, this menu just allowed you to toggle subtitles on or off and pick the desired language, but now it includes a separate section for style. Default options include classic, large text, outline text, and transparent background. But users can also make their own custom styles, choosing design options like font, size, and color. All of these style settings were previously available by digging into the accessibility section of the Settings app, but now you can find them right where you need them when you're actually watching a TV show or movie. The new functionality is available as part of the system's native video player, so it's available in apps, including Apple TV, and when watching videos in Safari. Any third-party app that uses the native player will also have this option, but if an app has used its own custom video player, it will not get these new options. Next up today, according to a new report from the New York Times, survivors of the catastrophic avalanche near Lake Tahoe this week used emergency SOS via satellite on their iPhone to stay in contact with first responders. Don O'Keefe, the chief of law enforcement for the California Office of Emergency Services, says that the six survivors of the avalanche used emergency SOS via satellite to communicate with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office. O'Keefe said that one of his personnel was communicating with one of the guides over a four-hour period, giving information back to the sheriff's office and coordinating what rescues could be permitted. The skiers were part of a 15-person group on a multi-day trip through the Sierra Nevada mountains. While six survived, eight were killed. One person is still missing and presumed dead, according to CNN. Emergency SOS via satellite is supported on iPhone 14 or later, as well as the Apple Watch Ultra 3. The feature kicks in when a user does not have cellular or Wi-Fi connectivity and attempts to contact emergency services. The user is then presented with a questionnaire that gathers information about their emergency, and their iPhone will guide them through the process of pointing their device to the sky to connect to a satellite. The feature is free for 2 years after the activation of an iPhone 14 or later, or Apple Watch Ultra 3. Apple has a detailed support document on its website on how to use the features, and you can go to the Settings app on your iPhone to go through a demo. This way you know how the feature works if you ever find yourself in a situation where you need to use it. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it turns what you're thinking into actionable tasks right away. Lists and Stuff are built like completable projects, so that trip you want to plan or the business you want to start can actually start to take form step by step. Download Stuff today for free at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. And to enjoy everything Stuff has to offer, get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9to5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Running out today, new references uncovered in macOS 26.3 reveal multiple new Apple hardware products coming soon. This comes ahead of Apple's March 4th special experience. There are new references to two new Studio Display models, as well as the often-rumored low-cost MacBook powered by the A18 Pro chip. The references were uncovered inside kernel extensions in the public release of macOS 26.3 last week. The low-cost MacBook referenced is powered by the A18 Pro. It's widely expected to be released next month, featuring a display under 13 inches. It will also reportedly be made from aluminum, and Apple has tested multiple colors, including light yellow, light green, blue, pink, classic silver, and dark gray. Perhaps more interesting, however, are the references to two new Apple Studio displays. The Macworld report explains that the differences between the two models are unclear, but the two most likely scenarios are either a larger screen size option or a lower-end version with fewer features. However, this isn't the first report to reveal those two display identifiers. Bloomberg previously referenced the model numbers last March. Mark Gurman said that Apple was developing both and would choose one to launch, or that both model numbers were separate products with a different screen size or set of specifications. Apple currently sells two external displays, including the Studio Display starting at $1,600 and the Pro Display XDR starting at $5,000. The Studio Display launched in 2022 alongside the Mac Studio, while the XDR launched in 2019 alongside the Mac Pro. The fact that both of these external displays are referenced in macOS 26.3 would suggest they are distinct products still in development. Whether or not Apple has plans to release both of them remains to be seen, but we should learn more soon, with Apple slated to announce multiple new products the week of March 12th. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.